Hello, welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith, and in this show, we are going to discuss the topic of creating a reusable test design. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started with creating a reusable test design. Let me just clarify what a test design is. A test design, when used as a verb, is the act of identifying the set of test cases that, taken together, give us confidence that something works. When used as a noun, a test design is the document that captures what we need to demonstrate to be confident that something works. It captures the set of conditions and test cases that, taken together, will give us confidence something works. Test designs have the advantage of being good candidates for reuse. Perhaps you've tried to reuse something yourself. You know, if you have done something and you can reuse it, but it's a lot harder to reuse something created by somebody else. That's why following the organized test planning and design structure that we advocate helps identify testing artifacts that are reusable, helps find them, helps know how to reuse them. And in the overall test planning and design structure suggested by IEEE Standard 829, two of the artifacts are especially good candidates for reuse. Test cases, which are generally reused in the form of regression testing, that is, rerunning test cases, both in case the test had failed previously to make sure it's now passed, and to rerun tests that have passed previously to assure that the software has not broken something and that the tests continue to be carried out successfully. The other place, the other part of testing artifacts that's a good candidate for reuse is a test design specification. Test design used as a noun. And many people are not familiar with test design specifications, especially as a noun. And so I want to give you a simple example of a test design specification that I'm sure you can identify with. And perhaps this will help you in understanding what a test design specification is and how it might be reused. So I would guess that you are probably familiar with Microsoft Office. And, you know, if you go to the top left-hand corner in Microsoft Office, there's a button there where you can pull down, and on older versions it says File. And on the newer versions of Microsoft Office, it's the little Windows emblem. Okay, and it pulls down a set of menu choices. Okay, those menu choices include things like New and Open and Save As and so forth. Well, let's take Open. What do we need to demonstrate to be confident that Open works? Well, most people, when asked that question, say something like, well, Open opens the file. And that's true, but that really is not a sufficient definition of what we mean by what needs to be demonstrated to be confident that Open works. It's also kind of telling, because what it's saying is that this is a fundamental question of test design, and it's the type of question that many of us don't really ask and aren't really prepared to answer very well. So let's go back and examine in more depth what we need to demonstrate to be confident that open works. For instance, when we click on open, it should bring up a dialog box, the open dialog box. Okay? That's part of what we mean by open works. And within that dialog box, we need to be able to navigate to the file that we want to open. Okay? And we have several different ways to navigate. We need to make sure that we can navigate in each of those ways. Once we've gotten to the point where the file that we want to open is being displayed in the navigation part of the dialog box, we need to indicate that that's the file that we want to open. So we might double-click on that file, we might highlight it and click open, we might highlight it and click enter or push the enter key. Maybe instead of getting to that file or having that file fully displayed, maybe we key in the file name or rather the path to that file, including the file name, okay? And that will bring us to the file, okay? We could key in the entire file name, the entire path name, okay? Or we could do that partially, okay? And then, once again, either double-click on it or click open or hit and then highlight it and click open or highlight it and push enter. So we've just described probably 15 or 20 different ways simply to get to designate the file that we want to open. We might also use various hotkeys. We might use some right clicks rather than the mouse and the pointer. So these are additional conditions. If you are using something that has a recently opened, a list of files that were recently opened, if the file you want is in that list, you should be able to open it there. If the file you want to open is not in that list, you should not be able to open it by clicking on any of the files in the recently opened list. There may be an icon for that file. Okay. If you will use Windows Explorer, you should be able to navigate to the file in Windows Explorer and then click on it. If the supporting application is already open, the file should open in that supporting application. If the supporting application is not open, then, depending on whether the supporting application is in fact on the system or not, okay, if the supporting application is on the system and the file is not but is not open, then when you click on open, it should first open the supporting application and then open the file in that application. If the file's application is not open and it's not on the system, you should not be able to open it because that application is not there. Okay. Now, I've just given you a sample, probably more than 20 conditions that need to be demonstrated to be confident that open works. Okay. And I will tell you that there are many more conditions to be confident that open works. We identify at least 50 in the class, in our reusable test designs class. Okay? And each of these conditions needs to be demonstrated. And by the way, were we talking about opening in Word or opening in Excel or opening in PowerPoint? In fact, what we described is true of each. So what we've done, those 20, 25 odd conditions were part of a test design specification for OPEN. And it's in fact a reusable test design specification because we could use it for Word or PowerPoint or Excel and probably for many of your other applications as well. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Robin Goldsmith. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thanks again.